Hey guys, welcome to an episode of Behind the Scenes of Influet. And yeah, this is where we talk about social media and entrepreneurship. And yeah, just sit down and relax or listen to this while you're working. Yeah, just chill. So yeah, this is the first podcast. Well, it's not my first podcast, but it's my first podcast on this new platform with this new name, with the new brand. And I still don't know what I'm going to name it, but when I post this I should have a name. So yeah, welcome to the podcast. So in today's episode, well, in the first episode, I'm just gonna touch on things very briefly. So I just want to explain who I am, what is Influet, my company. This is not a sales pitch or anything. I'm just explaining who I am and what I do. So we're going to be going through who I am, what is Influet, why is TikTok the biggest opportunity right now, and why it will be in the future, and why influencer marketing is so important on TikTok. Now, first of all, let's get into who I am. So my name is Stephen Panqui. I'm the owner of a company called Influet. We are a influencer marketing agency, well, mainly social media agency. And what we do, we grow pages on TikTok and we acquire pages on TikTok and basically use those pages as a platform to help brands kind of get themselves out there to a younger audience. And because we already have all this data and have all this data and knowledge within our pages, we use this data for other future projections. So that could mean kind of, okay, let's say we look at a page and we can see instantly what is a good page, what goes into a good page, what are they posting, what's their age range, and we kind of have a good idea of that because we've collected a good amount of data, and this helps us make future decisions. So now Influet was started about 2 years ago now. Like a year and a half ago. So the company is very young, and we've pivoted and just done a bunch of different things throughout then. But let me talk about my experience with social media. So in 2010 or 11, I posted my first ever YouTube video, and I was intrigued because I never seen anything like it. For someone young like myself, just grown up through social media, it's been quite crazy because people my age, and that is quite young, people my age kind of don't use social media to their advantage, right? Some people may become influencers, some people might just use it as a way to kind of escape their real life and use it as escapism. And people don't understand the amount of opportunity that is on social media. You can literally make money. You can literally make a bunch of money whilst building pages, whilst learning how to market on social media. And people don't understand, this is a very complex skill, and not everyone understands human behavior as us millennials do. We understand what people want to see. We understand what they want to see, at what time they want to see. And we just have a switch of culture when it comes to our generation Z, and that's kind of the people we target at Influet. We work with brands to help them target Gen Z, so Generation Z, which are millennials. So that could be probably like 13 to 28 years old or 30, and we just have a good understanding of where they are and what they're interested in. And yeah, we just have a good understanding of the current landscape, basically. And let me just quickly go over TikTok. So if you don't know about TikTok, TikTok is one of the hottest social media network platforms going up right now. And it has about 1 billion downloads. It has 1 billion downloads and 800 million active users, which is crazy. You haven't heard of anything like this since, what, Instagram? I think Instagram was the last big platform that exploded like TikTok did. and TikTok has a different type of, what can I say, of, has a different type of vibe, if that makes sense, has a different type of persona, because TikTok is mainly video, and when it comes to TikTok, it is fast content. It is just fast content, very short piece of content, especially video content, and people have short attention spans, and people just swipe up, swipe down, similar to Instagram. And where I think Instagram went wrong is, it's not where I think they went wrong, it's just why people moved on to TikTok so quickly, is because there is so much more content being produced as a platform. There is more content being produced more than Instagram basically. And when it comes to those things, okay, yeah, let me put this in perspective. There is so much content being produced on TikTok. TikTok has to change their algorithm to make it suit the platform better, because you would put, before, back in 2019, you would post something on TikTok and it could literally be the most, it could be the worst video on TikTok, right? And it would just blow up, because if it got good watch time and good engagement, it would blow up. Now what TikTok is doing, if you get over 30% engagement on your post, TikTok tend to push it out to a broader audience so you can reach a wider audience, right? Before, it was 10%. So if you got 10% engagement, they would push out your video. Now they've increased it, because there is so much content being produced. They now want quality content being pushed out. And it's not like before, where you can just literally make horrible content and just push it out. You actually need to put time and effort into it, and post it. And yeah, so as we work with so many pages, one of our pages is basically just a Fortnite page, and we have one of the biggest Fortnite pages on TikTok, and it has a crazy amount of reach. It reaches 50 million people a month. Yeah, that is crazy. 50 million people a month. And well, in the last 30 days, because now it's May the 1st, so in the last 30 days, 28 days, we have reached 50 million people, and it's been a crazy month. And we're pretty much at about 100,000 followers, because we're just 1,000 followers away, 1k away from 1,000 followers. And what I've learned from TikTok as well, and just not okay, apart from that page as well, I've built up my personal page. It's not my personal page, just like an experiment page, where I kind of just post things that are trending and things that are suitable to teenagers that are 12 to 16 years old. And within the last 30 days, I've built up within the last 5 to 6 days, I've gained 100,000 views, and 1,000 followers, and it has been crazy. It has just been crazy. I'm not trying to brag or anything. I'm just saying why TikTok is so powerful and why you should be on it. And if you can name me another platform that could do the exact thing, the exact same, if you can name me another platform that has the same organic reach as TikTok, except for me, okay, maybe LinkedIn, but LinkedIn is very organic when it comes to B2B, but this is B2C, business to consumer, so it's a bit different. So yeah, that's just dropped a bit of just like a bit of facts right there. So yeah, that is a bit crazy. TikTok is a bit crazy. So now I'm gonna kind of go through a way how your business could grow on using TikTok. So on TikTok, the way your business can grow, especially if it's B2C, or I don't know about B2B, but if it's B2C, if it is B2B, the way you can grow your agency or your service business or your B2C company is, if you create content around your business or your product or your service, and keep producing quality content with the hottest music that is on the platform, so trendy songs, and kind of make it a fun, not a very like LinkedIn post, make it a fun video, because if it's boring, you're not going to get a lot of watch time, and if you don't get enough watch time, you're not going to get enough reach. So yeah, so I think when you have these things, so when you have watch time and good engagement, your videos get pushed out, right? So if you create content around your product or service, so okay, let's say if I was Pepsi, I would honestly, if I was Pepsi, I'd create a meme page. And really what I'll do with the meme page, I'll get a can of Pepsi in all of the TikToks I'll be doing, and I literally make content around that can of Pepsi. And also, what you should do on TikTok, if you're a B2C company, use your competitors. Okay, if your competitors are popular, use your competitors as a way to anger their fans, because us humans tend to share things or share pieces of content when it triggers emotion, when it triggers emotion, because that's when we share content. Think about it. When was the last time you shared something, and why was it? It was probably this corona stuff thing, right? Because it's been a pandemic, it's ruining things, and it's negative. Humans mostly share things when it's negative, right? It's like when humans go to a restaurant, right? If it's a good restaurant, a human will never say it's good. They will never go into Google Rates or Google, whatever it's called. I think it's called Google Rating, right? Where you rate the restaurant. You guys know what I'm talking about, right? And you'll never see a human go on there and say something good about a restaurant. Here and there you will see, but if it was a bad restaurant, a human would go on Google Ratings and write something bad about the restaurant and give it a bad rating. We mostly do that because we mostly share things because it's negative. So I wouldn't say you make negative content, but make negative things about your competitors, or try and create emotion. I would say, just what I'm trying to say, try and make your content trigger emotion and make it shareable. Find a way to make it entertaining or funny and make it shareable. That's the way I'd use TikTok as a B2C company. Now let's get on to B2B. Right, now with B2B it's a bit different, because personally I haven't scanned TikTok on a B2B level, so I haven't really seen any B2B type of content. But I think with B2B, if you're in e-commerce and you're an agency, it is great, because there should be so many e-commerce brands on TikTok, because TikTok is like the best place to get in front of the eyes of Generation Z, in my opinion anyway. And when it comes to, okay, let's say if I was an agency and my niche was e-commerce, or I was serving e-commerce, or what else is there? And I was serving, what else is there? Yeah, this is how I was serving e-commerce stores on, or I was trying to reach e-commerce stores on TikTok. What I'll do, I'll literally create little tips and tricks to create the best e-commerce store. And literally, all you have to do, literally, get your phone out, get the camera, and start talking about e-commerce, right? I'll literally create videos on how to create your first e-commerce store, how to optimize your e-commerce site for best performance and best conversions. I'll literally do that, right? And or make content on how to reduce churn or how to retarget your audience using TikTok or Facebook or Instagram ads or YouTube ads. It is literally that simple. And I would literally post on TikTok. I think anyone should be posting 8 to 10 times a day, because with my personal TikTok that I was posting on, that was an experiment, sorry. sorry for my stuttering. That was an experiment. I was posting 15 times a day. The lowest I'd post a day was about 10. And what I'll do, okay, this is the best technique to post on TikTok. Best technique, okay? Okay, if you made content before on TikTok, okay, if you made over five pieces of content on TikTok, here's what I do. Okay, sometimes on TikTok doesn't really push out your content because maybe you've posted at the wrong time. And what I'll do, I'll create a pro account on TikTok. So if you go to manage accounts and switch to pro account, that's how you do it. Easy. And what I'll do on TikTok is literally, yeah, here's what I'll do on TikTok. Sorry, my bad, sorry. Yeah. So if you create over five pieces of content, you are doing well. Okay. So what I'll do, I'll create five more pieces of content, or maybe eight. And I'll post those eight pieces of content, then repost the last five you did before. And just keep doing that every day. So on day three, you could have produced eight pieces of content on day two. And what you want to do, you want to use the content from day one and day two to reproduce for day three, but still make pieces of content on your TikTok, because you just don't want to keep reposting the same thing all the time. You just want to reach more people, and that's the reason reposting things is good. And once you found like the golden hour to post things, just abuse it. Just pour as much content in that hour as possible, right? Not pour, but I'll post maybe four minimum in 1 hour, or maybe five, right? And in the next hour, keep doing it because once you've done that, people will still be on the platform in the next hour. And on the next hour. But the best times to post on TikTok is honestly because of this corona thing and everyone's staying inside, it has to be 5 to 11 or 12. Those are the best times to post on TikTok. And when it comes to actually marketing on TikTok, you need to think like a teenager. You need to put yourself in the shoes of your consumer or the person you're targeting. So if you know your audience or your leads or your prospects are going to bed at like 9, but they're going to be on their phones for like 2 hours, post at 9 o'clock. Do whatever feels best, but listen to the numbers. That's what I'd recommend. And let's get on to the next topic. So the next topic is, why is influencer marketing so important on TikTok? Okay, the reason brands are missing out on this crazy opportunity is because they're just focusing on obviously what's working, right? And they don't know that TikTok influencers are just the newest thing on the market, the best thing on the market right now anyway. Because think about it right now, who's the trendiest influencer right now in the market? Charlie D'Amelio. And where's she on? TikTok. She has 52 or 51 million followers on TikTok. Listen to that again. 50 million followers on TikTok. Right. And everyone thinks Instagram influencers are good. Yeah, fair enough, micro influencers are good, but most micro influencers kind of fake their engagement, and I know that for a fact. All right, with TikTok has been a bit difficult, because even I've checked, it's really difficult to buy followers unless you pay a good amount of money, which most people wouldn't, unless you want to look fake on TikTok and you want to get roasted. And with TikTok, the engagement rate on TikTok is crazy. The average we see is like over 10%. It's over 10%, and some people on our database have 20% engagement rate, 30%, 40%. Crazy. It is crazy. And these are micro influencers and just big influencers. It's crazy. It's just people are just being scared. And it's very underpriced as well, because on TikTok, brand deals haven't really been, like, brand deals haven't been introduced yet as of Instagram, because Instagram, everyone knows when someone's doing a brand deal. You can, like, there are people on TikTok there are people on Instagram that every post they make is a brand deal, and that loses authenticity. On TikTok, people consume content because it's funny, and that builds trust, because they find their sense of humor in that, and they kind of like the influencer, and they get to kind of engage with them, because it's very easy to engage on TikTok. You can literally go live, you can literally reply to comments, like you can like their messages. It's crazy, and it's very, very undervalued. And if you're already on TikTok, here's the advice I give to you. I would spend 15 minutes a day, or maybe an hour a day, looking on TikTok on what is working, what songs are trending, what hashtags are trending, what type of content is doing well, why is your video doing well. That's one thing I've noticed. Always say to yourself, why is this piece of content doing better than the other one? Because on TikTok, content that is this is for mainly B2C. So content on TikTok content that is good on TikTok, or the duration that is perfect on TikTok, is 8 seconds to around about 13 seconds or 14 seconds. I'd really push it to 15. Those are the best durations to have on TikTok. And just understand why each piece of content is doing better than the other. Why did this get low engagement? And what I'll do, I'd say within the first millisecond, I'd say, okay, this is what I'm doing on this video. I'll be like, okay, here's a quick example. Okay, let's say if I'm pouring ketchup on my mum. At the very start of the TikTok, I'll be like, pouring ketchup on my mum. Then I'll, you know, the video will just go on. That's it. Because you're letting people know what's going to happen, and people want to stay to watch it, which is gonna get you more watch time. Or you can post something questionable. Or you can be like, okay, let's say you got a new outfit. You can literally make a TikTok. You can make a TikTok about it and be like, okay, was this a good outfit? Yes or no? Let me know in the comments. That will get you engagement, and that will get you watch time. And those two things equal more reach. And which have more reach equals more followers and more engagement, and, you know, etc., etc. But yeah, guys, I did hope you guys find this podcast useful. Or this episode useful, and hope to see you in the next one. Thank you guys so much for staying on here. And yeah, by the way, I really apologize for my stuttering, and I just need to get used to podcasting and just talking, because I'm very used to talking on camera. I feel like podcast is very, because there's no camera looking at me, I'm like, where's the camera? So I need to get used to that. So yeah, did hope you guys enjoy the podcast. Thank you guys so much for listening. Can't wait to see you in the next one.